Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Community is always worth celebrating. The same goes for the businesses born within them. And with Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery, you can find the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits that are Black-owned and women-owned and more. Then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. Now you can sip with purpose and discover great drinks with stories worth celebrating. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's DRIZLY.com to start sipping with purpose.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with former Real Housewives of New Jersey star Kathy Wakili, who talks about her feud with Melissa Gorga and Teresa Giudice, if she would ever return to the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and what she misses the most about the show. So how are you doing? You look fantastic.
I'm wonderful. Thank God everyone is healthy. Everybody's doing really, really well. And I'm grateful. I'm just in a grateful, grateful place.
Good. I see your t-shirt. How's Pizza Love going?
Pizza Love is doing great. You know what? We have been blessed to be in a community that is very family oriented. Mm-hmm. And we've been, they welcomed us from the very, very beginning, as part of their community. And so we're able to, during this whole pandemic, we were able to pivot and still be able to stay open and serve our community. Cause pizza, as we know, is largely takeout. We do have dine-in, but it's a big takeout and delivery. So we were able to supply the neighborhood, serve the neighborhood, and be there for the neighborhood in, during this whole difficult time. And we were able to keep our employees and keep that part of the business just going. And we actually got busier.
That's great.
We've actually expanded the kitchen a little bit bigger, and we've cut down our dine-in area a little bit just so we could turn around and serve the community. We have an app, it's just been really difficult at the beginning, but then we learned how to navigate our way through it. And we're just so happy that we were able to serve the community.
I love that. That's so great. And obviously food is a big part of your life, and the New York Wine and Food Festival, which is one of my favorite times of the years, is going on right now. So how are you getting involved?
Oh, so it's fantastic. This is our third year, I believe, that we're participating in the New York Food and Wine, New York Wine and Food. And so we're really happy that we're able to get back this year. And, it's a gift that if you're blessed with something so good that you are able to give back. And the charities that benefit from this festival are the God's Food We Deliver, and also the New York Food, the Food Bank for New York. And so just that simple need of eating and feeding people is something that we're happy to be involved in, because with that simple, that's the best way to show love, is to feed people. Mm-hmm. Right. And I've found that in my family, that, when we're all together around the table and we're enjoying a meal together, it's comfort, it's home, it's where your heart is. And so the fact that the festival has raised over close to $14 million. And, you know, since it's been started and for these charities is a really wonderful thing. And I'm grateful to be able to be just a small part of it and to be able to contribute.
That's so great. That is so wonderful. Do you still make it a point to have family meals? Is Sunday family meals in your home?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? We have redesigned our family schedule so many times, and it's always around dinner. First of all, we try to have dinner together at least five times a week. Now that my daughter got married, so she's not living home anymore, but she's here about once a week for a family dinner. And my son, of course, we gear our family meals around what time he'll be home. So, you know, there's something about eating, but there's something about eating together with loved ones that makes it even better.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. Are you still teaching?
I am. And so that's another really wonderful thing that I've been able to be involved in. This Remington College down in Memphis is a continued education program that they started this lab called Kathy Wakili's Real Culinary Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where I can teach students how to do basic skills in the kitchen and prepare them to enter the workforce in one manner or another in the food and the culinary world. So I'm thrilled to be a part of that.
That's great. Are your kids big cooks as well? Or are you just one that mans the kitchen?
No, actually they're all very involved. My daughter has proven to be she didn't cook that much at home because I was always handling it. Her hours didn't allow for it. And she just didn't want to be told how to do things, but she is doing such a great job now that she's married and she has her own kitchen. Yeah. And my son has always been one to pitch in and get involved and ask questions and do things more, you know, and jump in. So I'm really thrilled that they both are very involved. My husband's great on the grill too. So we're a family that loves to, you know, participate in one way or another at the family meal or even hosting parties.
Definitely. I mean, speaking of parties, I know you and Richie just celebrated 30 years together. Congratulations.
We did.
I mean, that
Thank
party
you.
Looked fantastic. That cake looked fantastic too.
My God. Yeah. The cake whisperer, that's his name. Christian makes these amazing cakes. He's located down in Asbury Park. He makes these amazing cakes. He's been doing them for us for years. And, they not only look fantastic, but they taste really, really, really wonderful too. So we're happy that he is a part of our lives as well and is always present at happy occasions. They threw this surprise party. We had no idea at all. And it took us by shock. So it was really fun.
What would you say is the secret to your marriage? And, you know, so many marriages go through, you know, this reality TV and a lot of marriages don't survive, but obviously yours did. I mean, how did you guys kind of navigate through that and come out the other side?
Well, I think we were all on the same page, you know, our family was going to come first. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that, but it was always family was going to come first. And so we made it a point to have our family meals and regroup. You know, if there was a crazy week of filming or a lot of events going on, we always made it, you know, at the beginning of the week, we look at each other's schedules, what's happening, what night is everybody off, let's all get together, we're cooking, everybody needs to be home. And that was really a big foundation of our lives before, and it continued early on. And then it was communicating, you know, communication is key to any lasting relationship, whether it be a business relationship, a friendship, or a marriage, you know, in a family relationship. So communicate with an open mind and, more importantly, laugh at the stuff that really doesn't matter that much, you know?
That's so important. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. And we do a lot of laughing and joking. Good. So yeah.
Is your daughter enjoying newlywed life?
She is. She's just falling into it really, really easily. Mm-hmm. And her husband is amazing. I mean, that's the most overused word in the English language, but he is truly, truly mm-hmm. amazing. A kind soul. He's a firefighter in Jersey City. Right. He loves to cook as mm-hmm. well. So the two of them are great in the kitchen together. And he's been a part of our family from day one, and we love him so much.
Are you pushing for grandbabies?
Well, you know what? When they're ready, they'll let us know. I'm not pushing, you know, one way or the other. Everybody has their time. Mm-hmm. And I think that this first year is really important for them to adjust to each other, get to know one another, have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that traveling is a thing again, they could do that. So you know, whenever they're ready, I'll welcome it. That's for sure.
Definitely. Is it hard to believe that it's been 13 years since you were on Real Housewives?
Absolutely. It seems like it was just yesterday.
That's it?
And then it seems like at the same token, it seems like such a long time ago, you know?
Yeah. Is there anything that you miss about it?
Not really. Yeah. You know, there were a lot of opportunities that came with being on the show, but those opportunities haven't gone away. Yeah. So I'm blessed for that. You know, I think that the most important thing was that I was true to myself and authentic to what I love to do and authentic to my family. And so I think that resonated with so many people. And so there's the opportunities still come in, you know, and that was fun.
Yeah. Do you ever regret doing the show in terms of your family, your extended family? Like, do you think that if you, Melissa and Teresa all didn't do the show, that you would all still maybe be on speaking terms?
Well, you know what? It's hard to say. First of all, I don't regret anything. You know, I don't live in that place of regret because we learn from our lessons that happen, hard times, good times. We learn to take the lesson and move forward and you progress in life. So, you know, who knows if those relationships would still be intact? You don't know, because even with families that are not on TV, you know, you go through those ebbs and flows, you know, and things happen. And so if you are able to communicate and if you're able to, you know, come back together after, you know, a disagreement or what have you, then you move forward and you continue those relationships. If you're not, then you don't. So it's really hard to say, but I take the lessons and I progress into the future. And I hope that everybody's doing well. You know, you only wish the best for people, but as you grow, you know, sometimes you grow away from certain relationships and that's true with friendships, family, and, you know, businesses. So, yeah, I don't really live in a place of regret.
No, that's good. Do you miss those relationships at all?
You know what? My life has been, you know, it's the old saying, when one door closes, another opens. And so, and that happens for a reason, I believe. And so the time spent on those relationships has freed up and allowed more, you know, progressive relationships to enter my life. So no, not really.
Yeah. You know, I got an advanced copy of David Quinn's upcoming book.
Yes.
It's really good so far. And I'm like, you know, diving into it. It's great. But it was so interesting. Like, I think it was like you said that your first day of filming was that infamous christening.
Yeah.
I mean, when that happened, were you like, what did I?
Football is back in action. And this season, you're the MVP. Because instead of running to the store at halftime when the cooler ran dry, you remember Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery, and didn't miss a minute of game time. With Drizzly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits and get them all delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's DRIZLY.com and get drinks delivered before game time.
Get myself into.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like, whoa, I didn't sign on for any of this. Mm-hmm. This isn't who I am. This has never happened at one of our functions. So I was like, I don't know about this. I wasn't sure, you know, it's a big shock.
I'm sure. And I guess I didn't realize that Teresa was so angry that you and Melissa were going to join the show.
Yeah. Well, again, like I try not to live in that part of my life anymore, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Is it nice to see Teresa in a different relationship and, you know, she seems happy in a new relationship?
You know what? I'm always happy to see anyone happy. And so the fact that she's moving on, she's happy, that's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. When's the last time you spoke to, you know, either Teresa or Melissa?
It's been some time. I can't even recall. It's been quite a long time.
Yeah. You know, on your final day of filming, were you ready to kind of shut the door and be done with the show?
Yeah. I was ready way before that.
Were you?
Yeah. You could see, I if you look back and you see, you know, there was parts there where I was present, but I really wasn't present. Like my body was there, but I wasn't contributing to scenes. Even at the reunions, I was very quiet. Like people would say, why are you so quiet? I just wasn't playing anymore. I really was checked out. There's other things that were more positive, and there were other things that I were working on in my life. And so I really wasn't even present at the time. So it ran its course, you know?
Yeah. Was there a specific moment that you remember? You're just like, this is not for me anymore.
Not a specific moment. I think it was just a progression of stuff, you know, like, you know, just an unending circle, like a revolving door that I just didn't want to keep going around in anymore.
Yeah, no. And I'm sure like that, I think was the final scene that you filmed with Teresa and Rosie and Joe in that restaurant.
I believe it was. I believe so. Yeah.
Was that, I'm sure that was a hard way to kind of go out.
You know, whenever there's a closure of something, it's always hard, you know, whether you want it or you don't, you know, it's always difficult, but, it is what it is. You know, you can't, like I said, you can't, looking back, you know, you think it's unfortunate, but I try to focus on the positive things. And like I said, you know, I was able to free up time and do things that were more fulfilling and more, you know, more in who I am about my life, you know.
How's Rosie doing?
She's great. Yeah. She's really great. Yeah. She's doing fantastic.
That's good. Do you have a favorite memory from the show though? Cause there were a lot of fun times too.
There were a lot of fun times. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I was trying to remember like my favorite time. I think the time that we spent in Miraval was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great time because we had a lot of fun and we learned a lot about ourselves. So I think that horse scene, you know, when we were doing that was really great. The tightrope scene was fantastic. It was a very empowering and educational, self-educating trip. And so that was a lot of fun. I really liked that trip.
Yeah. If you were to do it all over again, is there something that you would do differently? And if they did ask you to come back on the show, would you go?
I don't think that I'd go back on the show. It's not something that is even on my radar right now. It's not, I don't identify with that, with the whole time anymore. Yes. So I don't think that that's something I would do. In the way that this show has progressed, that's really not how I live my life. Mm-hmm. So I don't think so. And not much differently. I think I would request that more things, positive things were happening, you know, but the show isn't really about that. So I was happy that the times that I spent with my family in the kitchen, doing things that I love to do, you know, starting my business, things like that. I mean, I know the show isn't about starting businesses, but it's about women finding who they are really in the next part of their lives. You know, you start out as a young woman, you have your families and all that. And then your career, even if you've already had a career, it changes. And so I've been really lucky to be able to pivot my hobbies into a career, into the next part of my life. And so I think that that was a great stepping stone for me because it made me realize really where my passions and where my talents lied.
Yeah.
And definitely. So opening the restaurant, teaching at Remington College, being part of the Food and Wine Festival. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, you know? And baking those amazing cannolis.
Yeah.
That was they like look that, so good.
That, yeah. And they're available on Gold Belly, who's a big participant of the festival too. So, so it's all those things. So I don't have, like I said, no regrets, but I think that I would try to find a way to incorporate that more, you know, as much as possible.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's what the show as a whole of the franchise is kind of lacking, that it just focuses so much on the dramatics and it should focus more on family?
I think it should be focused more on family and then maybe the dramatics of women finding who they are in in that part of their lives. You know, and so many women go through it. Even if you're not a mom or a wife, you still go through changes, especially now in these times. You're going through changes where the workplace has changed so much, and maybe career choices have. And as you mature, your priorities change. So where you were more centered on making a living and making a great income, your priorities start to change and start to be about more what you're passionate about. Yeah. And you find that the things that you're passionate about in turn bring you a good living and bring you, you know, and they're fulfilling in different ways. So when your heart is fulfilled, you give it your all and you're able to be there 150%. Mm-hmm. That resonates with so many people. Yeah. And so I think when you do good, good comes back to you one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch the show anymore just to kind of check in and see what's going on?
No, I don't. No. I don't. I don't, you know, I don't even know the night that it's on, unfortunately, but no, I don't really watch. We do mostly a lot of streaming, and we watch series, and you know, I of course I love to watch Food Network. That's my you know, and I love anything that is involving food and travel. And so you know, we kind of watch a lot of that stuff.
Definitely. Do you still talk to Jacqueline and Caroline?
I do, actually. Yeah. I do. I saw Jacqueline not too long ago when we were out in Vegas. So we got a chance to catch up and, you know, go for a little hike, visit with our families, visited together. And Caroline, I just saw recently, she had a birthday party. She celebrated her birthday party, her 60th birthday, and her kids invited me to the house. And it was great catching up with everyone. My kids came as well. And so it was a lot of fun. And she lives right around the block from me. So it's always nice. I bump into her around town.
Yeah, that is so nice. And then I know we talked about Melissa and Teresa, but do you ever see like a reconciliation in the future, maybe when they're off the show and maybe you guys can come around, or is that kind of all?
Well, my door is always open. My door is always open. You know, I never close doors, you know, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Definitely. So like I said, I have a couple of these housewives secrets, some fun, questions, about the show and your time. All right. What's, did a producer ever ask you to do something that you just didn't want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. There was one time that sticks out in my memory that we were on a trip, the trip in Punta Cana, and they were having this sexy dance couples dance off contest. And I just didn't want to participate. I'm not that great of a dancer. And I just didn't want to do it at all. And they were really pushing, and they were like, come on, you have to participate in it. You know, it's going to be so much fun. We're, you know, like you could just be, you know, put your spin on it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not that great of a dancer. I don't really want to do that. So no. And they were like, come on, it's going to be your moment. And I don't need the moment. I'm good. You know, I was good. Yeah.
Were there ever any drinking rules while filming?
No drinking rules ever.
They're like, keep the liquor flowing.
Yes. That was over food. Actually, the drinking was constant. Yeah.
Did you ever have a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment? I don't know if that was a thing back then when you guys were filming, like if you wanted to kind of shut down production, you would say Bravo, Bravo, Bravo.
Oh no, we didn't have that.
No,
no.
There was never an option.
No.
If you were to pull a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment, what moment do you think that you would have done it with?
Well, there were moments where I was like, absolutely not. You're not coming in my room when we were away. We're not dressed. You're not coming in to film this, you know, no way. Things like that. You know, privacy in our bedrooms, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That was like, all right, enough. Close the door. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Totally. What's the biggest reality TV show filming secret you can share with us?
Scenes are refilmed.
It's so funny. I was just thinking that.
Scenes are refilmed. So if you think that it sometimes authentically happened in a certain way, it didn't. You know, timelines, they try their best, but timelines are shifted around. And Some people get their lines fed to them. So not me. I never participated in that because it's just not something I would do. But some people get their lines, their little sound bites, you know, fed to them.
Mm-hmm. What was like the one scene that you were like, I can't believe you, they never like refilmed like fights or anything like that. Obviously.
No, probably
not. Yeah.
No fights. No. Cause those were, listen, there was no shortage of fights on our show. So they didn't have to refilm anything. We gave them, there was so much that ended up on the cutting room floor that we could do another whole season. So yeah, no, fights were never redone. I think if you walked in and there was a name brand on something and they didn't, you know, those things were, you know, for credits, you know, they would make sure that that was all in under control. Yeah. A lot of our interviews unfortunately is redone because where I lived before, you know, those mics could pick up a squirrel eating a chestnut outside, you know? And so if there was a noise in the background, you had to say something over. If a plane flew overhead, you had to say something over. So that was done over a lot. And then a lot of times they would catch a sound bite that you didn't mean to be in the interview and they would use it. So, or if you're frustrated after so many hours of filming those, it was like, you know, and you would curse or say something, they would use it. Yeah. So yeah.
You gotta be careful of those hot mics, right?
Yes, exactly.
Was the reunion, just a couple more, what was the reunion process like and how long did that take to film? And did you have any reunion regrets?
Reunions were so long. You were up at 5, you're in hair and makeup, you had to travel to your destination, you're already stressed out. They would go for like 13 to 14 hours where there was a break in the middle for lunch. And you kind of really wish that you didn't even eat lunch because you just were like afterwards, you're just, you know, you want it over with,
right?
You know, and you're trying to sit with your posture perfect and you're trying to look good and, you know, cause you're going to be judged on every single thing. So those were things that, you know, the reunions were brutal and you never knew what was coming.
No way to prepare. Yeah.
No way to prepare.
Any regretful reunion moments?
Yeah, there are. There's always regretful reunion moments. But, you know, again, you just try to move past it and don't live there. You know, make your peace with what happened, apologize and move on. And I did that, you know, several times. So,
well, Kathy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time and congratulations with everything that you have going on and all the great work
you're doing
with the Wine and Food Festival. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you again.
Me too. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.